Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Andrew Solner has been sitting with the studio endlessly. The good doctor is the medical director.
He's still alive.
The Hartford Health. Well, we haven't taken his pulse in a while. Medical director of the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital. And this week is the 18th annual Matthew Phillips Cut-a-thon at the Matthew Phillips Salon, 68 LaSalle Road in West Hartford from 9 to 2. Thanks for staying with us. Good morning.
Joe, my pleasure. Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Sorry I had to put up with this.
Not at all.
He enjoyed it. He was getting a chuckle out of it. You know, that's the thing. We bring people in for our long breaks.
He's just being nice.
And they all see what it's really like in here.
Yeah.
And they wonder how long before we kill one another.
We did. No, come on.
I'm kidding. Relax. So, doctor, tell us a little bit about what goes on Sunday.
Well, the Cut-a-thon has been a wonderful event. It's raised money for our breast cancer research and outreach programs. Now, this is the 18th year, as you mentioned, Joe. It has raised so far $198,000.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
So this year, we are going to actually break the $200,000 mark. It's award-winning haircuts by Matthew Phillips.
Yeah, this is a good
and
place on LaSalle.
All of his staff and actually additional volunteers who actually come in and cut, who aren't even employees there, come and cut for the day. They donate not only the proceeds for the haircuts, but they even donate all their tips.
Do you make sure these people are really barbers? And
they
just don't show
they
up
all
and
have a certificate.
Okay.
Celebrity barbers. That's
exactly.
Board,
board certified. And it's a $25 haircut. And all the proceeds go to the Helen and Harry Gray Cancer Center Breast Cancer Research Program. They also have some auction items and some refreshments. It's a great day. It's a lot of fun. It's on LaSalle Road. It's on Sunday. They're there from 9 to 2. We expect they'll do a couple hundred haircuts. And it'll be great.
Wow. So. Well, Matthew Phillips, by the way, it's very exclusive because I went in there to get one and they wouldn't take me. So
I'll talk to him for you,
Ray. Please, because I'll come over.
What do you mean? I was just looking. You're getting a little long on the top.
I just got one Friday.
Maybe. Well, you know what? It's the visor.
Because it pushes everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So $197,000 in 17 years. That's remarkable. Do you find that you get a lot of new people every year? It's got to be a lot more women than men, right?
A lot more women than men, but men come as well. Kids come. And it's interesting, Joe, because they have a lot of people who come every year. But you're right. They have a lot of new people who come because they've been touched in some way by breast cancer. Of course, all of us have.
Right.
All of us have either friends or family or colleagues who've been touched by breast cancer. And so it's our opportunity to give something back. And interestingly enough, if you look over the last 30 years, the mortality rate from breast cancer has actually been reduced by 40%.
That's amazing.
And the need for a mastectomy has gone down too, has it not, in many
correct.
Cases?
Only approximately 30% of women need a
so
mastectomy.
That's good.
About 70% of women choose breast-conserving therapy. And so we've seen huge strides, and it's really due to the kinds of research that this event helps to support, where we've made strides and demonstrated real advances in the treatment of breast cancer.
Depending on where the cancer strikes, I think we're finding this out. The more you know, you don't know in many cases. But, I mean, the fact is, like a cancer of the liver, is that different than a cancer of the kidney?
Yes. Each cancer is unique and different. And interestingly enough, even breast cancer, one patient has a different biology than another.
It's getting complicated.
And that's why this idea of personalized medicine, that a team of specialists surrounds the patient, as the largest and most comprehensive provider of breast care in the state. Hartford Healthcare has great teams of providers, and at Hartford Hospital is the flagship of Hartford Healthcare. We have a huge team of breast cancer specialists who surround each patient and provide a personalized care plan for each patient. And our job really is to give the right treatment for that person at the right time, and also to help support that patient and family as they go through their experience.
Very tough. So, it's everybody's involved.
Has detection Are people more aware and doing a better job of self-examinations and, you know, getting the cancer earlier?
Absolutely. I think one of the reasons we've seen the mortality rate go down, Joe, so much is because women are more aware of mammography and the life-saving aspects of mammography. And we, as you know, have a mobile mammography program. We have a digital unit that goes out on that van 4 or 5 days a week.
Right.
And 30 or 40% of the mammograms we do are free because women are underinsured or can't afford or uninsured. And we provide a mammogram no matter what for anybody who needs it because we know that that digital mammogram may detect an early cancer that, if treated successfully, can prevent an advanced cancer and the serious issues that an advanced cancer presents to a patient, to a family, to a community. Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely right. It's early detection is key. Our treatments have also gotten better, and that's the other reason why we've seen the mortality rates go down so much.
Well, for example, I think now they're kind of personalizing, back to personalized medicine, they're getting chemo. Depending on what kind of cancer you have and what your makeup is.
Absolutely. I think years back, it used to be that there was one type of chemo that we really routinely used for breast cancer, and it was a one-size-fits-all because we didn't know any better. That's what the research up to then had brought us to. We now have 10 different regimens for breast cancer, and some we give before surgery to shrink the tumor down so that the tumor and the lymph nodes will shrink down and that the surgery will be much more successful. So it's a wonderful and exciting time to be in the field.
Sunday 9 to 2, the 2018 or the 18th annual Matthew Phillips Cut-a-thon to benefit breast cancer research at Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital, the Matthew Phillips Salon, 68 LaSalle Road, West Hartford, 9 until 2, and Dr. Andrew Salner, the beloved medical director of said
beloved
I appreciate that.
Is with us.
You know what? You know, you and I will never get to do. Hold up your ID tag. Hold up your doctor.
Oh, we can do that. What do you mean we can't do that?
Yeah,
we're doctor of radio. What do you mean?
There are no doctorates here. Believe me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.